Hello.
Hi, is this Loretta?
Yes.
Hi, Loretta. This is Shira from Family First Care. How are you doing today?
All right.
I just wanted to follow up if you had your assessment on Saturday.
No, nobody didn't call me.
Nobody called you? You know that you did have an assessment scheduled then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what needs to happen is we need to call into the broker and find out what happened there. Do you have their number?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind if I transfer you over there and we will follow up tomorrow? Is now a good time for that?
What time tomorrow? Because I got to meet up with my caseworker. She coming to visit me tomorrow.
What time?
I think about 11, if I'm not mistaken.
So I'll try and reach out to you afterwards, after 11, but I'll be in touch with you sometime tomorrow. In the meantime, can you get in touch with the broker now, today, to find out what happened?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be able to do the three-way because my phone is it will hang up on you if I do it.
So you should, can I just transfer you over then? I'm not going to be part of the call. Okay, then. So just ask them what went on. To get through to them a little faster, there's going to be some automated questions in the beginning. You could just press one for all the questions, okay? All right, I'm transferring you over now. We'll be in touch tomorrow, okay? All right.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, if you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Vera. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Is this the case? This is Loretta Covington. Someone was supposed to call me Saturday for an intake, but nobody never called me.
So they were supposed to call you to do a reassessment of your Compass application, ma'am?
Yes.
What I would need to do is I would need to get some more information or obtain some personal information from you. And please note that we will not speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. Can I have your first and last name?
Loretta Covington.
You said Loretta?
Yes.
Can you spell your first name?
Loretta. COVINGTON.
Okay, just a moment. Can I also have your date of birth?
7/23/71.
And your address?
5900 Fourth Street, apartment 203.
The city and zip code?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139.
And, okay, so I do see it, that you do have an application for services here with us. Yes, I do see that today, between the hours of 1 and 1:30 was your assessment, not Saturday. So let me see something. Hold on one moment, please, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it is 3:21, and your appointment was between hours of 1 and 1:30. Okay. So let me see. Let me schedule you another one since you missed this mm-hmm. one, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay.
So your address that I have now is 5900 Spruce Street, apartment 203, Philadelphia, PA, 19139. And the telephone number is 215-432-2465, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the number you want them to call, or do you want them to call the 267-600-6379 number?
215-432-2465.
Okay. And do you need an interpreter? We have to ask this of everyone.
Say that again.
Do you need an interpreter?
Someone
to help you understand the language. Okay. So the earliest availability that I do have is for tomorrow, the 24th, between the hours of 12 and 1. Would you be available for that time? I mean, 12 to 12:30.
About 12:30.
No, I only have from 12 to 12:30 available tomorrow. Or would you like to have it Monday, March the 30th, between the hours of 11 and 11:30? That's on a Monday.
Okay, yeah, that's from March the 30th. That's fine.
Okay. Between the hours of 11 and 11:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
I faxed my information over my bank statement and stuff, and I was just wondering, did y'all receive it?
So where did you fax it to? Did you fax it to us here at Maximus, or did you send it to the county assistance office?
To y'all.
So I do see that on 7-11 of 2025, I do see some documentation that you sent over to us, and we sent to the county assistance office, but nothing here recently. No.
Okay. No, because that was it. I had sent that, like, last week to y'all.
I don't have anything as of, like I said, the last thing that I see that was sent, that was additional information. That was on 7-11 of 2025. Nothing here recently. I do see that we do have the physician certification form as of 3-17, but that's the latest one that we have gotten.
I don't understand how, because I had this texted to y'all recently, and the lady, she gave me y'all correct fax number, and I faxed it over to y'all.
So you was, what were you faxing over to us, ma'am?
My bank statement, my reward letter from the SSI.
And what number did you fax it over to?
I don't have it on me right now.
Okay.
I don't.
Because, like I said, that is the last thing that I seen that was.
So that means somebody else got my information, my bank and stuff information there.
Well, maybe not. Maybe, like I said, if you said that you sent it as of last week, do you know what day last week? Was it on a Friday? Was it on a...
No, if I'm not mistaken, it was on a Monday.
Monday of last week. And do you know if you faxed it to 888-349?
No, because I tried it and it didn't go through. And when I called the independent broker, she gave me the right fax number to check to fax it to. It was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it started off with the 267 or something like that.
That's not our fax number. Our fax number does not start with 267. Our fax number is 888-349-0264.
So, well, when I tried it, it didn't go through.
I'm not for sure why. Maybe it was busy or something of that nature, but that is our correct fax number, and we do not have any alternate fax numbers here.
Because they kept saying it was the wrong, one, and kept saying error.
Did you put a 1 in front of the 888?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for sure why you could not fax it, because that is our one and only fax number, ma'am. Now, if you were talking about sending it to the county assistance office, we're different from the county assistance office.
Yeah, because I tried both of the numbers that I had. The county assistance, that one wasn't going through either, the 560 for the welfare office. That didn't go through.
So we usually, whenever we're asking applicants to send documents over to the county assistance office, we tell them to use the compass.state.pa.us on their computer or either take it down there personally.
Well, see, I don't have a computer and it's too far for me to walk. I'm not able to walk to there.
So that's why I'm trying to see how did you, what number did you fax it to? That's why I was asking. Because if you say that it was a 267 number, that is not our number.
Oh, that's crazy. That means somebody else got my information, using my information right about now.
Well, not necessarily, ma'am. If somebody gave you the fax number to the county assistance office, which is 215-560-1348, that is what we have as a fax number, but I don't give that fax number out because I don't know whether or not that is a general fax number or whether that's someone's personal fax number at the county assistance office. So that's why we usually give you the compass.state.pa.us website so you can scan it into your own account if you have a computer. If you do not have a computer, we also offer that if you have authorized representatives on a case, you can give it to them and they could drop it off for you, which in this case you have 3 authorized representatives. So there's various ways in which the county assistance office could get your information. Because I am looking at, I do see that on 115 of 2026, you sent over some information to the county assistance office because we do share a system with them. I also see that your Social Security benefits letter,
yeah, it was
that was uploaded on 8-1. Oh, you saying email and not fax?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the lady that sent me, she sent me the email and a fax number. The fax number that she sent me was 267-604-0298, and then she sent me the email.
I have no idea who. Do you have the name of the lady who sent you that information?
I can't exactly remember. It was what day that was. It was March the 9th. It was on March the 9th.
Are you sure it wasn't a home care agency, ma'am, that you may be working with?
No, it was from the independent broker.
We don't have any such fax number, ma'am.
Well, she gave me an email, so I did.
Well, what email did she give you?
It's peacehealth@gmail.com.
That's a home care agency, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's not us here at Maximus. So the home care agency, you sent your information over there to them, and then they are responsible for sending it over to the county assistance office. We don't have records of that because we're not the home care agency. We are just the ones that facilitate your application for services. We are not connected with the home care agency.
Okay. No, because I was just trying to figure out because I was just trying to figure out, make sure that y'all got it. Well,
so
I thought they probably said it to y'all. Say that again.
Do you have a telephone number to that fax number? Was it All American Home Care?
Hold on. It's 484-468-1492.
I'm not for sure what home care agency that is. I would suggest you call them. Let them know that you sent over some documentation for the county assistance office for your community health care waiver program, and you would like to know, did they send it off to them yet, or what else? What is your next steps?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because right now I cannot track it because we're not a part of the home care agency at this time.
Okay.
All right, now at this time, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, so I have rescheduled you for Monday, March the 30th between the hours of 11 to 11:30. This will be a phone call over the phone with a Ms. Tanya Johnson. Please be mindful that the telephone number that she will be calling you at is the 215-432-2465 number, okay?
All right.
All right, is there anything else that I can assist you with today? Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And please remember, we support applicants with any complaints or grievances they may have during the application process. We may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. As the hours of services are determined by the managed care organization after enrollment is completed. And please remember, the application process can take up to 90 days. At this time, would you like to do a customer service survey?
Yes.
I will be connecting you to the survey. And again, thank you for calling. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And here is the survey.
That you are currently enrolled in. Press 1 for Community Health Choices.